Hello, Mrs. Rebecca Calderon, our new school psychologist.
Hello, Julia, and hello, everyone listening. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
The class of CM2C would like to welcome you in Lycée Français Jeddah. And in order to introduce you to the rest of the school, we've prepared a few questions. So first, can you introduce yourself?
Of course. My name is Rebecca Calderon, and I am the new school psychologist here at Lycée Français Jeddah. I am from Spain, and I live in Jeddah with my husband and my two wonderful children. I am both an educational psychologist and a psychotherapist. In my role at the school, I support students, teachers, and families with anything related to well-being, emotions, and learning. I have worked in different schools before, and I believe that feeling safe, respected, and understood is just as important as learning math or science. I love working with students of all ages, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know all of you.
What is the difference between an educational psychologist and another specialist in this field? And what inspired you to become a school psychologist?
Great question, Alex. A school psychologist like me helps students with things that affect their learning and emotions, like stress, anxiety, or friendships. I build supportive relationships with students, but usually within a short-term intervention, so I can share my time with everyone in the school community who might need support. A psychotherapist, on the other hand, works with people over longer periods, building deeper relationships to help them make lasting changes in their lives. What inspired me? When I was younger, I saw how important it is to have someone to talk to when things get tough. And when I became a mom, I got even more interested in how kids learn and grow. I love working in a school because every day is different and there's no time to get bored.
In some societies, it is still believed that only people with mental problems should see a psychologist. How do you reply to that?
That's a very important point, Youssef. Actually, psychology is not just for when someone has a big problem. It's for everyone. Think about it like going to the doctor. You don't only visit a doctor when you're really sick, right? You also go for checkups to stay healthy. Talking to a psychologist can be the same. It helps you understand yourself, learn how to manage emotions, and feel better in school and in life. Everyone at some point faces challenges, and asking for help is a smart and strong thing to do.
We already know that bullying is a big issue in most schools. How would you handle a bullying situation?
That's a very important topic, Jasmine. Dealing with bullying is a team effort. The school leadership, teachers, Vie Scolaire, and I all work together to create a safe environment. We need to focus a lot on prevention, helping students become more aware of their actions, understand themselves better, and develop self-regulation skills to reduce bullying situations. We also teach alternative ways to interact with each other, and we make sure everyone knows exactly what to do if they are a victim or witness or bullying. It's also important to help the person who is bullying reflect on their behavior and learn better ways to connect with others. When bullying does happen, my role as a psychologist is to support and listen carefully to the student being bullied and to any witnesses. Then I work with teachers and families to stop the bullying and make sure it doesn't happen again. But the most important thing is that bullying isn't just about one person. It's something we all have to work against. If you ever see someone being bullied, speak up, tell an adult, and support your classmates. Everyone deserves respect.
What other important issues have you known in your experience with schools?
There are many challenges students face. One of the biggest ones is anxiety. But it's not just students. Anxiety affects people of all ages. It can be situational or more general. Sometimes anxiety also appears alongside other challenges, like difficulty concentrating or feeling sad or irritable. But do you know what anxiety is?
Is it to be worried or stressed or maybe feeling trouble?
That's right, George. Anxiety is when we feel nervous or afraid, even when there's no real danger. Our body reacts as if something bad is about to happen, even if it's just a normal situation like speaking in front of the class. Let me tell you a quick story to explain the difference between normal stress and anxiety. Imagine there's a boy named Leo. One day, Leo has a big math test. He feels stressed because he wants to do well. His heart beats a little faster, and he feels butterflies in his stomach. But once the test starts, he focuses and remembers what he studied. That's normal stress, and it can actually help us stay alert and do our best. But now, imagine that Leo feels so worried before the test that his heart is racing, his hands are sweaty, and when he looks at the paper, he can't concentrate. Even though he studied, he can't remember the answers. His mind feels blank. After the test, instead of relaxing, he keeps thinking, what if I failed? What if everyone thinks I'm not smart? He feels nervous all the time, even when he's playing with his friends or trying to sleep. That's anxiety. When the worry is so strong, it stops you from doing things you normally can, like focusing in class or enjoying time with friends. Are you aware of where you feel anxiety in your body?
I think when I am stressed, I get a stomach ache or a headache.
For me, if I am stressed, I get sweaty.
Really? Sometimes I feel cold and I start shivering.
Yes, you are all right. Anxiety can feel different for everyone. For some people it's a stomach ache, for others it's sweating, headaches, or even feeling cold and shivery like Ella said. Our bodies react in different ways because they are trying to protect us, even if there's no real danger. But the good news is that there are ways to calm down when we start feeling this way. Can you guess what you can do to help yourself in this situation?
I try to relax, but it doesn't always work.
That makes sense, Omar. Relaxing isn't always easy, but there are many techniques we can practice, like deep breathing, focusing on something positive, or even moving our body to release tension. If anxiety ever gets too big, that's when talking to someone like me can really help.
How do you work with teachers, parents, and other school staff to support students' mental health?
Great question, Salim. I work as a team with teachers, parents, vie scolaire, and other staff. Since I support students from maternelle to lycée, how I help can change depending on the student's age and needs. Support can be one-on-one or in groups with students, always with parental permission, as well as working directly with teachers and families. I help teachers learn what to observe, looking beyond behavior to understand the student's needs. I also observe situations myself to get a full picture. When a student needs more personalized support, we create a support plan tailored to their needs. This plan is shared with the family so everyone, school and home, works together to reach the best outcomes for the student. Because mental health, in the end, is not just one person's job, it's something we all take care of.
Thank you for all this useful information.
At the end of this interview, we would like to ask how you can be available to students and also to teachers.
I love this question, Charvel. I want students to feel comfortable talking to me. If you ever want to chat, you can ask your teacher and they can let me know. Sometimes I'll visit classrooms and you can also come to see me if you need to talk. For teachers, I'm also here to support them. If they have any concerns about the student, they can reach out to me and we can work together to find solutions. My goal is to help make school a place where everyone feels good, learns well, and knows they can count on the school staff and, of course, on me.
Finally, we thank you for answering all our questions. We wish you a wonderful journey here with us at Lycée Français de Jeddah.
Thank you, Mohammed, and thank you to all of you. I really appreciate this warm welcome. I can't wait to get to know you all better. And remember, you are never alone when it comes to your emotions. My door is always open if you need to talk. See you around the school.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.